Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, how's everybody? Was that a round of applause I just heard there, Aaron? Howling? Oh, I didn't hear any howling. You want to try it again? No? There we go. All right, a little spooky there. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Robin's not with us this morning. She's back in bed. She needed a little bit of rest this morning, so we're going to let her rest, and that's all good. That is all good. So here we are with the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. Had a little technical difficulty there, I think. What happened was, when I left the room, Aaron and I had connected about 15 minutes ago. When I left the room, I think maybe one of the dogs maybe tripped over one of the cables. I think that's what happened. The cable in the back seemed a little bit loose. So we turned everything off, turned everything back on, and here we are. I'm glad we didn't have major malfunction this morning. You heard a couple commercials. That's because I was resetting everything. So, good morning. I hope everybody had a good week. And this morning we are taking entrance for the October muzzleloader giveaway contest from the fine folks at CVA. This time we're going to give away an Optima, a beautiful Optima, and we haven't delivered the first one yet. But that's still in the works. We talked to a young lady the other day, and everything's fine. And so we'll get to Baltimore one of these days and get that over to her, get that delivered. But we would look forward to giving away one at the end of this month. Speaking of muzzleloader, the early muzzleloader season is there. Albia is coming up this coming week. The 19th, 20th, and 21st is the either sex season, and then the following week is the antlerless only. I just had a 40-pound dog jump in my lap. Thank you. Thank you there, baby. Jolene. Yeah, she's a good girl. Yeah, she is. She's a burn-a-doodle. She's a fun dog. Anyway, my muzzle loader's cleaned and shot in. My CVA Acura is ready to go, and we are hopefully have a couple folks with us this season, be able to take a few deer in the early muzzle loader season. So the deer there, I did go my first sit Thursday night. I went out. I was only out in the woods for a couple hours, just kind of walking around, seeing if there's any deer activity, any scrapes, if there's any deer in the area, and very thick in the woods, lots of leaf cover. You know, the area keeps growing up. It's a fairly open woods, and the ground cover's pretty high, but we've got a few lanes we can see them coming and see them going and get a shot every now and then. The beans are still in the field, so that's the attractant right now. Saw a couple deer, saw three does. I've been hunting this property for, I think, 4, maybe 5 years now. And one of the does is, I call her and her buddy the gruesome twosome. They're always traveling together, and she will pick me out of the tree stand from wherever she is on the property. She helped be a little north of the property Thursday, and I saw her looking right at me. And I went, oh, well, maybe she got me, maybe she doesn't. They went back to feeding, and all of a sudden her buddy started to snort. And then, of course, she blew, and off they all went. So, gruesome twosome, my nemesis. And she will bust me every time. She's always there, and she always busts me. But we still had quite some success on the property. So we've let her live. For sure. A lot of people say, take her out. Well, it's just another level of the challenge. You know what I mean? I don't want to shoot a deer just to shoot a deer because, you know, she appears to be smarter than me at the moment. So, right, dog? Oh, aren't you friendly? Okay. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. As I mentioned, the muzzleloader contest goes till the end of this month. And then again, we will give another muzzleloader away, an Acura. From the fine folks at CVA during the month of November. So you got two chances to win. All you got to do is call the station, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Leave your first name, your last name, and phone number, accurate phone number, with our call screener producer, Mr. Aaron, there, and he will enter you into the contest. How about that? And then, at the end of the month, everybody's name will correspond to a number, be assigned a number, and correspond to that number, and then the numbers will go into the random number generator on Robin's phone. The number will roll up on the screen, and it will correspond to somebody's name, and that person is the winner. So let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you
doing? Doing good, buddy. What's going on?
Not too much.
Not too much? Did you get to do anything this week?
No, I haven't been out this week.
No? Well, Robin wants to go to the Apple Scrapple Festival today sometime over there in Delaware. And hopefully we'll be able to get ready and get out of here in time to try it for a few hours before the rain comes in. They're day a minute to minute on that, whether they're going to cancel it or not, so we'll keep our eye on it, but it looks like a lot of rain. There's some small craft advisory out there on the bay till noon tomorrow, maybe something like that. So anyway, so how are they cutting all the corn crops up near you?
Yeah, they're working on it.
Yeah, they're cutting a lot of corn. I didn't see much soybeans get cut. A few.
Yeah, I think they just. A lot of soybeans, more or less, just got raped.
I know. I see some of them are still green, some of them are yellow, and some of them are dried up in the field ready to go. So mm-hmm. I guess it all depends on when you plant them and how much you water them.
Yep.
To each their own on the soybean deal. So, yep.
Shoot, I can remember some that, well, I guess he planned them. Well, it probably was out after wheat. And, because that's the spring, it gets harvested in the spring. And,
yeah.
But then they'd be later because they wouldn't be early planting.
Right.
Of course, we have had before, at times, extra wet year and couldn't get them off until like February when it froze up.
Wow. That's not good.
The ground froze up hard enough so we could get the combines they were ground. This is all getting stuck.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yep. So, well, they'll get them off. They always do. Like I said, they're cutting a lot of corn, and it's fall. It's harvest time, man. It's time to go, and it's always nice to see that. That way, if you're driving around in the evening, you can see some places where the deer might be, and that type of thing. But where I hunt, that's not the case. I hunt a small property, and it's pretty much where I'm set up is a finger from the ag crops to the bedding area. So I get more pass-through critters. I mean, they hit the bean field, and I can see them, feeding in the bean field, especially when everything's cut. But I can see them. They come out of the woods on the other side of the road. They cross the little driveway there, and they head up into the bean field, and then they circle around up to the pines. Or they come out of the woods across the away north of our property, the woods are over there, and they feed, and then they come down that finger into the bedding area. So we've got a pretty good spot, and it just depends on the day. I mean, the rut is going to be the prime time to be out there. Maybe this week. Maybe the pre-rut will be good. But there's always one or two decent bucks in there, and maybe more. Got a video from a landowner the other day. There were three or four does with a little year and a half old buck. His rack went straight up off his head and branched right at the end. Little 4-point. He was a cutie, but he's not on the list for me. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens. So, well, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
No problem with it. All right.
I certainly will. Yep, I will do that. I don't know if she's. What's that?
Is there any other events coming up that you would be in the gym?
I don't know right now. There's a lot of stuff goes on all over the place in the fall, and I'm not sure where we're going to be at this point. It's October's just a real busy month. It always is, and a lot of fall festivals and stuff. There's a lot of local stuff, people doing local things, and I'm not sure what's going on up there in Chestertown, but I think there was something, a fall festival or something last year, and there's some fire companies that do stuff. It's just, you can't do everything. You wish you could, but... So we had the kids last weekend. We had the grandkids, and we went on. What day did we go? I guess Sunday. We went on a Blackwater Wildlife Drive cruise, and they liked it. And then they wanted to go again, so we went again. And then we got almost back to Church Creek, and they wanted to go again, so. We turned around. We did the wildlife drive three times. They wanted to see the turtles, so we showed them some turtles and some blue herons and some egrets and some ducks and some, got some cool. Saw some cool looking eagles too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, sir, buddy. Well, thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right, Glenn. You too. Talk to you next week. Let's talk to Chuck in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing good. You?
All right. I'm fine. I just want to switch gears here a minute. I know you started talking about deer hunting, which is always great to hear.
I'm open, man. You're calling the shots.
Okay. Well, I just want to tell you thanks for this show because it's been a rough week. The world is in turmoil, and it's nice to take 2 hours and just turn everything off, turn the radio on and you know, talk a little outdoors.
Yep.
So I appreciate that. I know that's not this type of show, but if you wanted to comment on it, I wouldn't be mad at you. But
comment on what? The world events?
Yeah, the mess over there in Israel. But
well, I you know, you were right. It's not that type of show.
Right.
But I you know, like everybody else has a comment, and
sure.
You know, my belief is if you're attacked, you fight back. You know. Sure. And I'm on Israel's side as a Christian. We're called to be on Israel's side, you know. So that's my view. You can protest if you want, but I think the country of Israel has had its share of opposition and hatred throughout its history.
History.
I mean, if not the since 1949. I mean, since 2000 BC.
Sure.
And I think that they are still God's chosen people, the apple of His eye, so to speak. And He said he'd take care of them. And you know, as long as they stay faithful to Him, He's going to take care of them. So.
Yep.
You know.
Well said.
Thank
anyway,
you.
We'll move on to something else. I was curious to get your thoughts on the DNR's release of the Year of the Young Index.
Young of the Year, Striped Bass Survey.
Yeah, 1.0, looking for a long-term average of 11.1.
Uh-huh.
That's really, really low.
It is the lowest, I believe. I've got the chart right here. I knew I was going to talk about it. Let's see. 1.0.
Yeah.
I don't see a 1.0. The only thing that compares to 1.0 is 1981. And what happened in 1983? Do you remember?
No, 83. Oh, they cut it. Is that when they shut it down?
Harry Hughes. That's correct.
Harry
Hughes, 5-year moratorium.
Well, let me just, that's the numbers, but what are your thoughts on what needs to be done? Something drastic is going to happen this year for sure.
No question.
If you read what the DNR put out, they put a lot of stuff about the environmental conditions, lack of snowfall, the higher water temperature, the lack of the runoff from the snow,
mm-hmm.
cooling the water down. That was one of the things they mentioned. But the thing that I find very interesting is, I think it's Captain Lee that calls into your show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All the dead fish that he sees, that people from calling the rockfish, even though they've got their limit, they're still fishing for them.
Mm-hmm.
The way he talks, he sees a lot of dead rockfish from a lot of irresponsible fishermen. And that has to have an effect on the numbers of rockfish.
There's no doubt.
Are diminishing. So that's concerning to me. And how is it? I know you've been on a number of charter trips. I mm-hmm. have, too. And the charter boat captains that I've been with have what I refer to as LTI. They have a low tolerance for ignorance. So I can't imagine charter boats fishermen witnessing this stuff or even doing it and not raising Cain, because that is their livelihood, and they want those fish there for their children and grandchildren just like I do. So why would you be so selfish as to, in essence, throw that away? I don't understand how you can be so irresponsible to your fellow fishermen.
Well, that's an interesting topic that you just brought up. But there are many, many, many fishermen who believe that because they have invested their time and their money in their boat and their bait and their fuel, and you're allowed one fish, that they want to catch that one fish. And they want to continue to keep fishing until they catch that one fish. Now, there are a lot of undersized fish, I'll say that. You don't see a tremendous amount of legal fish thrown back, okay? But if you get into a school of 16, 15-inch fish, why do you keep fishing the same fish in hopes that one, you know, somewhere down the line will reach the minimum size? You got to change up a little bit. You got to fish deeper. You know, maybe put a little chunk of lead on your chum if you're chumming, or maybe move locations because you're in schoolies. You're in 16, 15, 16 inch fish, and you may or may not catch one 19 inches in that location, or maybe you need to fish deeper, or maybe you need to move. But people hesitate to leave fish to find fish, so they just keep catching. Well, you know, we've caught 14. Maybe number 15 will be lucky. You know, and the water temperature is 88 degrees. Well, number 13, 12, 11, 10, they're not so lucky because they're not going to make it. So, you know, we have to take responsibility for our own actions. We want action. We want to catch fish. That's why we're out there. We want to catch one fish. But like you said, the calling, if the first fish in the boat is 18, 19 inches, you go, man, we got some fish here. There's four of us on the boat. And then, you know, you keep trying for that next 19-incher, and you keep trying for the 20-incher. And everybody wants to live in the moment. We want to catch fish.
Don't think about tomorrow.
Or we want to catch fish
10 years down the road.
Today. Yep, you're right. There's no question. There's no question.
So now we're in this situation where I suspect that they may be considering shutting it down again.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Well.
There's no doubt. You see, I have been, since the beginning, and I've caught a lot of flack on this, okay, from the beginning, I have been against pre-spawn fishing. I have been against this catch-and-release fishery that's been established for probably more than 20 years now, where, you know, the guys go out and they target these big breeding fish prior to the spawn, you know, on the flats and in the the upper Chesapeake. The fish are up there and they're willing to bite, and these guys are catching these 30, 40, 50 pound sows.
Yeah,
you know, bringing them up, holding them up, taking a picture and releasing them back into the bay. Now, my good friend Rudy has done catch and release, you know, studies, and based on hooks and things like that. And the catch and release surveys in the colder water, the fish tend to survive. But what studies have not been done are, what are the effects on the spawn? The fish may survive, the sow may survive,
yeah.
But what happens to the eggs? What happens when she is caught and fought to exhaustion, brought in, taken out of the water, you know, hoisted above the gunwale, and then dumped back in the water? What are the effects on the spawn? We don't know that number. We don't know what happens there. So I don't know. You know, I don't know what's gonna happen. I can tell you that through the 90s into mid 2005, 2006, somewhere in there, the spawns were okay. And then we had a spike in 11. We had another spike in 15. And then the last two decent years that have been over that 11.1 long-term average have been 2017, 2018. The last 5 years of the spawn have been way down. And I think that is the key right there. Five bad years in a row, just like, you know, Canada geese spawn or Canada geese hatching and everything else. If you see a trend that's going to last over a couple of years, you need to take drastic action.
Yep.
We've tried making conservative decisions, and still try to maintain the fishery for both recreational and commercial anglers. But there's going to have to be even more, I hesitate to say, more cuts in the overall harvest to make sure that we redeem this fishery. It's all we can do.
Well, there's going to be a lot of unhappy people for sure. Hey, let me ask you before I let you go. I know you got a couple dogs there. Have you ever raised a bird dog?
I've had labs, but I've not raised them to hunt.
Oh, no. I'm babysitting my son's Brittany.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
This dog, I get compliments when I take him out all the time. I mean, I had a guy the other day tell me, you know, he's like, Mister, that dog going to be on the cover of a postcard is what he said. I mean, the dog's beautiful. But it's really interesting to watch this mutt. I feed the birds out here on the deck, and my son, you know, it's very difficult. You can't find a quail in the state of Maryland anymore, and there's no pheasants. So he takes him dove hunting with him, the retrieve.
Yeah.
And this dog has tasted dove, you know. So it's interesting. You got all these little birds that come around, and the dog is kind of just watching them on the deck. But when them doves come in, man, his face, his ears, it's really something to see. Dogs are something else.
I know it. Yep. They're fascinating.
And I'll tell you, the two-legged females love this guy.
All right.
I'm a married man, but I'm if I was younger and not married, I'd be this dog's wingman. Females.
All right.
It's funny. It really is. It cracks me up.
Chuck, on that, we got to let you go. Thanks for the call. You have a great one. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. I'd be the dog's wingman, that's for sure. You know what, folks? It's getting cooler out there. I love the fall weather. If you haven't acted yet, it's time to act. To think about your supplemental or even your primary heat source, and you can find that all those solutions at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is, well, they are the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Now, we talk all summer about the barbecue grills and that type of thing and all the furniture, but let's drill right down to it. I'm sitting here in my room, and I've got my gas fireplace insert going, and it's not set real high, but it's gorgeous. It looks like just a beautiful crackling fire over there. It is warming the room because the fan is on low, and you can have that same experience of a beautiful fireplace experience by visiting Backyard Billy's and taking a look at not only the gas fireplace inserts. Ours happens to be made by Enviro, but the company called Enviro also makes pellet stove inserts, and they make freestanding pellet stoves. And then there's another company, Regency, that does the same thing with a wood fireplace insert that you feed wood. You know, it's got the whole insert thing going on. It's not just the brick background or the brick sides of your fireplace. This is a metal insert that fits in there, and everything heats up and everything heats the room. And then, of course, Regency makes the freestanding wood fireplaces. If you're in a housing complex or something that doesn't allow gas or wood or pellet, they do have the electric option of having electric fireplaces installed. And Hearth America does the installation. They'll walk you through the whole process. The reason we selected Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, was because of three things: product knowledge, friendly and competent service, and price. And those three things are hard to find in one spot, and that's why I recommend Backyard Billy's or Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Visit the Hearth America Facebook page, backyardbillies.com. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, that's exit 44B, coming from the bridge, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice.
scallops, octopus, alligator, cool ice, really. By the bag or block, yep, cool ice. For anglers or crabbers, cool ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool ice, man. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day.
That's a great song.
Where the man's calling for southwest winds.
Let's talk to Ron in Dundalk. Good morning, Ron. How you doing?
This is Rob.
Okay, Rob. I see. Yep, I had it both ways. How you doing, Rob?
Yeah, I'm just calling to enter the muzzleloader contest.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. Any other questions, insights, thoughts, or you know?
No, that's all. I'm just getting off of work. I'm headed home.
All right. Well, headed home to bed, I hope.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. Sorry to hold you up so long. Thanks for the call. Yes, sir. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. I'm doing good. The previous gentleman talking about the rockfish, you know, that's some of my bread and butter a little bit with the commercial fishing. But
right.
This year, I mean, I'm just wading through past seasons. Our resident fish that we typically see have not been as strong as years past. We typically have a strong surge of migratory fish that are right now present in mid and upper bay.
These are the ocean run fish.
Yeah, they're not necessarily what we look at as big fish, but their numbers are strong. They're healthy. They're very plentiful right now.
Okay.
And this is all within the last week to week and a half that they have entered. They got a lot of sea lice, so the fishermen can tell, you know, see the white purple gills and
yeah.
the sea lice.
Yep.
But they're it's real strong. The good thing is that their numbers are here, but the resident that I usually fish off of throughout the summer, June, July, August, were fairly hard hit in that early in the Patapsco with what I was talking about.
Yeah.
One thing that I found very interesting with that bite is the fellows using the live lining the spot. The numbers of fish that were being harvested was tremendous. And yes, I did see a lot of kill, which I was able to capitalize because if this is fresh, I was picking them up and
sure
and utilizing them. Instead of letting them, rot.
Yeah, of course.
And, we got a strong fishery. Young of the year, I put a good amount of faith into that. But I'm not having the problems catching fish that other people complain about. I don't really get it. I'm getting on my average trip, 100-150 pounds with hook and line.
Right.
And it's been a great year. So,
well, listen, Lee. Most of the commercial guys know what they're doing. Okay. You guys have limits. You have
right.
quotas. You have to hail in, hail out, hail in. I believe, or you still have to do that. You still have to record every day.
No. What I have to do is catch, tag. Then I have to go to a check-in station and have my fish weighed by a check master.
Okay.
And then I can sell the fish. But
right. But you have a quota. On the commercial side, you have a quota.
Right. It's not an unlimited quota or anything. I get X amount of pounds to catch.
Right.
And that's it. Once
right.
I'm done, I'm done.
Right.
But the quotas are getting the guys that I know that are on it. We're all going to be done by probably the end of this month.
Uh huh.
As we struggled in the last couple of years, but this year commercially yes, there's plenty of fish and other methods. Now, my method of hook and line is only a small percentage, but
sure.
the guys of pound netters are doing really well too.
Sure. Well, those ocean run fish. They're fun to catch. I mean, it's quite frankly, it's more fun. It's more fun in the fall than it is in that spring season. Quite frankly.
Yeah, I don't. Right now, I've got a bite going on in the Patapsco.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The Bay Bridge. It's off the charts.
But yeah.
The some of the charter boat fleet has picked up on it. I'm not sure whether I heard the mouth of the Chester or whatnot. Plenty of fish out there.
Right, but these are incoming fish. These are not the fish that.
Correct. I do not believe they are resident.
Right.
So the concerns
right.
in my eyes, is the resident. That we are we beating on those fish too hard? I don't know. I'm not a biologist, but
right.
I'm hearing tightening up on slot limits.
Yep.
For next year, and hopefully we can do it all through management and not a
not a closure.
Auditorium.
Yeah.
Not a closure, or you know, even lighten up on the season. You know, shorten the season. That summertime, couple weeks off for the fish, and when in the heat of the summer, I think it's a great tool to utilize for giving them fish a break.
Right.
All the fleet, all the charter boat fleet is on it. You know, they go off and target cobia and other fish in the lower bay. It works out well, and maybe even lengthen that season or something. You know, and I don't know too much about the trophy season and the whatnot. I think they've really hit on that pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how you feel about the catch and release.
Right.
But management is a huge tool. They have monthly meetings in Annapolis at the Falls Building that the public is welcome to.
Sure.
Attend these meetings to, you know, for input. And believe me, they do listen to the public.
Yes, they do.
On any issues. So it's
right.
Anything you have an opportunity to... the voice, utilize that.
Sure.
It's going to come down to it where the word moratorium is going to get thrown out there, then the people will come
to the meeting. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you have to, you can't discount the role of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission either. These are the folks that control, these are folks that meet and have meetings with the entire East Coast. You know, the Atlantic States. I mean, there's a lot of Atlantic States from Florida to New England. I think there's 13 jurisdictions or something like that they cover. And one big spawning area, two minor spawning areas, but the big one's at Chesapeake Bay. And, you know, the impact of the spawning in the Chesapeake Bay affects the entire fishery. So AS, Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, it's easier for me to say the whole name than the initials, they have to take care of New Jersey. They have to take care of New England. They have to take care of the Carolinas. And it's not just Maryland in there, although this is the epicenter of the population. So, you know, it's a lot of moving parts when it comes to striped bass management.
Right. Yeah. It's a huge, all the states congregate, you know, they have representatives from each
right.
state, and it's I've never been to one. I hear it's a lot of give and take. And
it is, yep.
I think it's well orchestrated from what I see, in at least in our local fishery.
Right.
Right. I mean, we are the hub. I mean, Maryland is the hub of
yep.
Of rockfish, and, you know, I cherish them. I mean, they're great fish. They're absolutely fun to catch. I mean, we've got a little topwater bite going on right now. And,
sure.
You know, anybody knows where the sunken ships are in the Curtis Bay? I'm going to be there shortly with my Zara Spook.
Hopefully. We'll see what happens, right?
Hopefully, I see what happens. So.
All right. Hey, buddy, thanks for the call.
Hey, have a good one.
You too, buddy. Thanks for the call. All right. Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Well,
what's up?
After hearing the last five callers, they took my question.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. So I'll just say hello and goodbye. And
all right.
Hopefully we've got good weather tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks for weighing in. I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
All right, man. Take care. Okay, there goes Gary. We have to make a little bread for the store here, folks, so indulge me just for a second. Our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, we're going to switch up and go and talk about some guns for a minute. You know, we do have, they are a CVA dealer, and we're giving away a CVA muzzleloader, so we want to always recommend them for that. And stopped by there the other day and said hi to Rich and picked up a new infield powder measure. I probably have three or four of them, but I picked one up just to carry with me. My old brass powder measure, I lost a little screw in the side of it. Can't find it, so I can't measure accurately with that. So I got a new one, and we're good. So, but I want to tell you, there's a couple firearms I want to mention to you. One's a high-powered rifle, which is an X-Bolt, bolt-action rifle. There are several varieties of this, including the new X-Bolt Pro, which is the camo, the Cerakote stock, the fluted barrel, the suppressor on the end, and not suppressor, but the I can never think of the name of that thing. It's a little thing that reduces your recoil. Anyway, there's that, and then of course there's the X-Bolt, which is the classic X-Bolt with the beautiful walnut stock and the high gloss finish and that type of thing. The X-Bolt is a bolt action gun built for big game hunting perfection. If you're looking for a high powered rifle for deer hunting or any hunting out west, or you know, Canada or wherever you hunt, the X-Bolt comes in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers. It's got an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. For the all-around pump shotgun, the BPS Field, that's the one, a newly designed stock with a new look. It's got a larger trigger guard, a matte blue finish barrel, and a forged machined steel receiver. Bottom ejection, which is important to put those shells out the bottom rather than out the side. Satin finish walnut pump action, all with superior fit and a new checkering surface. Synthetic stock models are available in the BPS, Browning Pump Shotgun Field model. So there's two firearms for your pick for the upcoming season, the X-Bolt Bolt Action Rifle, the BPS Field. Both of them are Browning firearms at your Browning Hunting Headquarters. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website, two S's in the middle. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Make sure you see Clyde's Sports Shop. Well, we have to talk about our friends, and they are our friends. We've come to know them pretty well, and we like them. Spurry's Tire Service right here in Easton, right at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. They have Michelin, Yokohama, and all the others if you need it, but Bridgestone and Firestone are their go-to tire models. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Doesn't matter if it's a tractor trailer or a Mini Cooper, they've got it all. Spurry's Tire Service has any truck for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, including your tractor, your garden tractor, your big corn harvester, anything that has a tire, they have tires for, including your lawnmowers and even down to your wheelbarrow. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check that check engine light. They'll diagnose it. They'll repair it when that check engine light comes on. They also have 24-hour truck service and much, much more. That's kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton. That phone number, 410-822-7384. The website is spurrystire.com, S-P-U-R-R-Y-S-T-I-R-E.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services.
Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, folks, we've come to the end of the first hour. Hopefully you'll stay with us for the next hour. We're going to probably talk more about striped bass, probably a little deer hunting, maybe some bear hunting. We don't know. Never know what's coming up. But I will say this, if you have to leave us, get out, stay out, stay safe, and always remember, take someone hunting or fishing, introduce them to the outdoors. You'll be glad you did.